Makadiling, Johnny. How are you? Welcome to the Fuck Up Podcast with your host, Ubu. It's another episode and I am excited. But before we get into that, can you believe that we are right at the end of the year? We literally have 3 months left and I'm just still here. Like, how did this happen, guys? How did we get here? You know, I'm sitting here looking at the plans that I had for the year and I'm like, okay, you tried, girl, you tried. You did what you could. Definitely proud of how far I've come. And I think it's from the fact that I try and give myself very much less pressure. I mean, guys, life will life. We'll make plans, but life will life. So I encourage you to look back on the year and as you do, be kind to yourself. You did what you could and you did your very best and well done from me to you. So today's episode, our guest is Triple K, and yeah, no, guys, her story is just, you are just going to be there like, but what was the reason? What was the reason? You know, before we get into that episode, I'm going to read you this fuck up story that I found on Reddit. So it goes, today I fucked up by signing into a virtual job interview. I was using my personal laptop that I don't use that often and joined the Zoom via a link in the meeting details. I entered the meeting and then my heart dropped. Since I signed on with that link, the place where you enter your name along with the meeting ID never popped up. It went with the name I used for my last Zoom session, which happened to be bitch. I panicked and signed out immediately and typed my actual name. I was a couple of minutes early and did not see anyone in the meeting yet, so I figured I was in the clear. Then I checked my phone and I had a text from the recruiter I had been working with. She says, hurry up and change your Zoom name. It says bitch. Oh God, now I'm sweating and the interview is starting. The entire time I'm wondering if the interviewer saw my original sign-in. Once it was over, I texted the recruiter and apologized profusely. She let me know we caught it before the hiring manager saw, and she said she got a good laugh out of it. Be careful out there, Zoomers. I think my one and only question to this person would be, why the fuck were you saved as bitch to begin with? Like, what kind of Zoom meeting were you in where you had to be known that you is that bitch? Who did you want to know that you are that bitch? Like, I don't understand. I'll probably never understand it, but as she said, be careful out there, Zoomers. Now that I have given you the internet fuck-up story, let's get into this week's episode. Let's go. Hi, Chipo, how are you?
Hi, Nomushe. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm alive in this COVID era we're living in. And also during this... the facts. During this cold, cold weather in this country that I'm in. But I'm alive. How is it there in Zim?
Oh, well, as we always say, chikuru kufema, and also as long as you are safe and warm, everything is okay.
These are facts, hey? How's been the week? How's work, content creation, being a freelancer, being a human being, all of that? How's that going for you?
It's been difficult. It's been difficult.
Why?
We've been managing. Well, content creation, sort of a block. I don't know what's happening.
Blocks come and go. Okay, blocks come and go, and one of these days you're going to be out of it and it'll be all good. So, I started this podcast because I like things and I like hearing people's stories. So, I'm going to jump right into it because I want to hear the story. What is this fuck up that you came to tell us about? What did you do?
Well, I may say I stayed too long in a relationship I was never supposed to be in the first place.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. I like where this is going. So,
give us
the details. What are the details of the situation? Where did you guys meet? What was wrong? Tell us everything.
Oh, babes, everything was wrong. I mean, okay. So, where did we meet or how did we meet? Mm-hmm. He was looking for someone called Sandra. I wasn't Sandra and I didn't know any Sandra in my life. I was I was 19, I think. I was on my way to church, I think so. And we exchanged numbers and I was on my way. And then you need to understand I was still in that era where I was, you know, transitioning from high school life to being an adult, transitioning from being a teenager, going into my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that period where you're trying to find yourself.
Yeah.
And, there was this guy. Asked for my number and, you know, when you're in that age, someone says they love you, it's kind of a big deal, especially if you're coming from an original African family where they don't express such words mm-hmm. openly to anyone. So it was a big deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was just shady. Like, he would avoid answering some questions or anything like that.
You're going to have to pause because here you're not giving us the full story. So you guys met when you were on your way to church and was looking for a Sandra, and you were not Sandra, but you gave him your number.
I was not Sandra, but he said, "Are you Sandra who stays by that house?" And I said, "Yes." The house was my house, where I come from, where I stayed, but there was no mm-hmm. Sandra in that house. So I don't know who he met in the past who told him that he stayed by our house and told him her name is Sandra. So I just said, yeah, I'm Sandra.
Why did you all lie?
I was trying to get rid of him. I was like, let me get this conversation over and be on my way. So I was like, yeah, I'm Sandra.
Wait, what was your plan? Because now you've told this person that you are Sandra and you're not Sandra, and you've given them your number. And were you attracted to him at this point, or you just wanted him to leave? And then why did you talk to him when he got in touch?
I was excited by the idea of a guy asked my number, I gave him, and he texted me. That was my whole excitement.
Oh my god. Okay, fine. So he's got your number and you guys are talking. And how long did it take before, like, you got to a point you're like, okay, I really like this guy? And when did you tell him your real name?
The first conversation, he texted me, like, this is my number, we met that day, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
The second conversation after that, I think that's when I was like, you know what? You are looking for Sandra. I'm not Sandra. Sandra is my cousin.
You had a cousin called Sandra?
No.
Ah, Chibo!
I had to say something. So I asked him, what's your connection with between you and Sandra? And I was like, no, Sandra is the girl that dished me. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then he asked, so where's Sandra now? I was like, I don't know, she's in SA.
Oh my god. The lies just kept going. This non-existent Sandra was now in SA. Okay, so didn't you feel like it was a little weird because he was looking for a girl who dished him? Did he give you the reason why she ditched him, or did he say that she ghosted? What was the there had to be a reason.
Now that you ask, I just realized I didn't bother asking that. To me, he was just looking for someone who does not exist.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, continue. And then what happened?
Started talking, we did did a whole talking stage, and he would call and start demanding that I respond to his I love you message that he sent last week.
What? Wait, actually, I didn't ask a very important question here. How old was this guy?
He was 4 or 5 years older than me, I think.
So that makes him around 24 and you're 19.
Yes.
You've just finished high school. What was he doing? Was he working or was he in varsity?
He wasn't in any of those areas. He was just a stay-at-home guy. You know, those guys, abahlalema bridgini. Yeah.
Oh, this is just hectic. Okay, so he doesn't work. He's not going to varsity. He spends time at home. And he was looking for Sandra. Probably not. He just saw you and he's like, I'm going to try my luck. This is what I'm going with, right? So, do you like him at this point? Now that you've been talking and been in this talking stage, do you like him now?
No.
You don't?
No, I... No. Like, I wouldn't think about him until he texted me or calls. Like, yeah.
So that was enough for you to know that you didn't want to be in this relationship. So, I mean, you said you got into the relationship, but I want to backtrack to him calling you and demanding for you to respond to his I love you messages. Did you then respond? What made you feel like I must respond? Did you feel threatened? Or did you feel like if you don't respond, you're going to lose this person that just walked into your life?
I was like, you know what, I can't answer you now, but well, maybe we can talk about it in person. We agreed. Well, I chose a place where to meet. I went there. Did the guy not show up looking like something I can't? I don't even know if he was coming from home or he had spent how many days away from. He was just scruffy. The hair was just all over. He was so dirty. I was embarrassed to be seen standing with him in public.
Did you address that? Did you ask him, like, yo, dog, like, what's your story? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm standing there by the combi. If you see the combi that's parked there, that's where I am. And I could see there's someone talking on the phone by the combi. I didn't want to believe it. It's him.
Okay.
I am very particular with how someone presents themselves in public, and that was a total zero.
All right. I mean, I think I totally understand that, because I think I'm the same person, because I'm not asking you to walk out looking like, you know, super amazing, like a celebrity. Actually, celebrities just don't even dress fancy. Yeah. Just make an effort. Just look clean. Smell clean. Just be in a t-shirt and a clean t-shirt and a clean pair of trousers, clean shoes, put on some roll-on. Just look like a human being. I mean, I think it's a decent thing.
You can't just show up all sweaty and you know,
Right, so now you're stuck with this person who's looking scruffy in town. So now, what happens?
I had to keep the whole meeting short. I was like, no, I have to go back home. By that time, I was now living with my cousin in a whole different suburb, so I had to catch a combi to go back home, and he gave me bus fare.
Oh, he was sweet.
Bearing in mind, I'm 19, and yeah, those things are still exciting.
Right, of course.
I mean, I think I used to get excited. I think I dated a guy in high school, and he was like from a richer family than mine, and we were in boarding school, and he would like, cause I would go out with school trips, cause I was in the choir, right, and every time there was a school trip, he would give me money to spend on the trip, and I'd be like, oh my god.
And then they say women love money. Like, come on, guys.
I mean, it's you a nice made us feeling. Believe. I thank you. They made us believe.
So, fast forward after the day. Well, I kind of made him believe that we're dating. And, yeah.
What do you mean you made him believe you were dating? What did you do?
I don't know, because the next thing I was the love of his life. I was, yeah. Those sweet nonsenses, sweet words that a guy would always say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fast forward to one day, I'm just at home, I'm chilled. And then his sister calls me. Already saying, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I am not supposed to be in this relationship in the first place. And already saying, oh my God. Saying, Fonelwa, ngabo, auntie. I say this in quotes.
Ha. Okay.
Yeah, 26-year-old me would have ran and blocked everyone from everything. Made all my social media accounts private. But I was 19. I didn't know what I was doing. I just stuck around. I don't know. Maybe it was the innocence and all that allowed me to you know, I would share things like my Facebook password and he would find me talking and flirting with my Facebook friends. He would be disturbed by it. We would fight, exchange some words. I would go home. He would call the next day apologizing.
Wait a minute. Wait a goddamn minute. Why would you flirt with people knowing well that your boyfriend, and I am saying this in quotes, has your Facebook password? Why would you do that?
In my mind, I didn't care, and I was just doing anything and everything to get out of that relationship. That's why he had my Facebook password in the first place, because there were things I wanted him to see.
You were doing that thing that women do where they're like, I'm going to do everything to piss him off so that he leaves me and I don't have to take on the responsibility to say, because I don't want to do this anymore.
The other time he asked me to introduce him to my family, and I was like, I will not introduce you to my family because you are not my type and everyone knows that.
But see, here's what's bothering me about the story. From day one, it feels like you knew that this person was not for you. You didn't like the way they looked. You didn't like the way they dressed. You didn't like the way
they talked.
You didn't like anything about this human being. Apart from the fact that he told you that he loves you because it's something that you didn't get. That was the only thing that you liked about him. Everything else that made him a human being, you hated it. So I don't even understand how you got here to begin with.
I still can't believe I stuck out for like 5 years.
Excuse me? How many?
Yeah, 5.
I wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the kind of a person that, he's that type of a person.
I'm going to need to understand how he managed to score you for 5 years. What is it that he did to make you stay that long? Was he manipulative? What was it?
He was everything between manipulative, emotional blackmail, all the kind of things. So he comes from a broken family, if I must say, and sometimes he would play that card so well that I would really feel bad for him. Sometimes he would say, my father left me, so you can't leave me, you can't be like my father. Yes. Yeah, so I guess I felt sorry for him.
So we can safely say you were dating this man out of pity. Absolute pity. Because, or did you feel like because he had all these abandonment issues, you thought maybe you had the power to save him and fix him? Because that's another thing. Maybe you thought you were the fixer?
No. I'm not the kind of person who can fix anyone in their issues. And I knew that. And I knew I never wanted to be around such an environment where I'm told I should fix someone. To me it was more like, you know what, whatever breaking up thing that I want to do with him, I'll do it later. Let me just leave him for now. He's so moody. Let me leave it for now.
So he would get into a bad mood or into this soapy state where he starts going back into his family issues, and then you'd be like, okay, this is not the right time to break up with this person.
Dude,
I'm gonna have to like
cry. I don't even know how to handle a grown-up man crying. So I was just like, okay, fine, I'll talk to you later, and that's it.
So tell me something. In those 5 years that you guys were together, were you completely faithful to him, or you are doing you either way?
Sometimes I would meet a guy who is definitely my type and I'll date him.
During this guy. I'm just making sure that I'm getting this clear.
Yeah, you are getting it clear. Like, I would find someone that I really, really want to be with and I would go for them.
And would you tell them about the other person, or you just keep it moving like he doesn't exist?
Yeah, I would tell them. Because there is someone.
Mm-hmm.
But do what you must.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
And I'll be like, we cannot talk about him. I'll never ask you about the other person in your life if there is someone in your life. But Mina, as far as I'm concerned, there is someone, but that's just about it.
It really feels like you didn't recognize, like, he was in your life, but it's like, he wasn't. Like, you didn't think about him like that. You didn't see him. You didn't consider him in anything. So, in those 5 years, you guys were still going on dates. Did anything improve in the way that he treated himself?
We kind of never, like, went on public dates. I was too ashamed to be seen in public with him. I'm sorry.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you do in those 5 years if you people never went out on dates? You saw each other by the bridge.
I'm not the kind of girl who would sit on a bridge with a guy. I'm sorry. Unless if it's someone I really, really, really like. Sometimes maybe you would go to his house and his... That was a messed up family. Because sometimes his mom would ask me to wash for her or cook for her.
And you do it?
I'll do it to avoid anything else that would happen with that guy. So yeah.
All right. Okay. I almost missed that. So so he stayed with his mom and his sister then?
He stayed with his mom and his brother. The sister was married. Was, or I don't know if she still is married, but yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. This was really packed. So 5 years, how did you finally break it off with this person 5 years later?
Well, I was still in the process of finding myself, and after some time, that's when I started, you know, realizing what I really want for myself, and I sat down with him and we had a conversation. It was emotional, it was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, if you stay with someone for so long, you will realize that even if you don't like them, you would realize that you actually care for them at some point. So at first I was really concerned because dude had no ambition whatsoever. Like, you would ask him what is he planning for his future, and you would be disappointed with his response.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down, I laid down what I wanted for my life, for myself, and what my plans were and all that. He was just there and was like, "So in all your plans, where do I fit in?" And I was like,
"Oh, wow.
Do you want to fit in my future plans? Make your plans and then we can see how they can merge." And, well, started accusing me of these other boyfriends that I had. Although okay. Some of the times I was the other.
Although sometimes they were real, they existed. He was not wrong.
Sometimes they didn't.
He was not wrong. But, like, I don't like the fact that he tried to bring in issues of whoever you were dating or not dating to cover up the fact that he had no plan for himself, right? And I don't understand. What was he expecting to happen? So, with his situation, are you saying that he was being taken care of by his mother still at this age? At that time.
Well, it got to a point where he got employed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, things got better for him, and I really hoped that he might think of, you know, going to college part time or something, but no. It's just booze and whatever.
So he was also a heavy drinker?
More like a careless drinker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Did I tell you about when his mother rocked up at our house with a Chang'an bag full of groceries? At this point, the reason was to surprise my cousin I was staying with at that time. We're like, no, we was a surprise.
I don't understand. His mom came to surprise your cousin, or came to surprise you?
Me and my cousin. I was staying with my cousin at the house, so she was there to surprise us with groceries.
And you accepted the groceries. I mean, free food, I wouldn't say no, but, like, did you accept the groceries?
Well, I got lucky because my cousin she was sort of an elderly, so yeah. I got lucky because I was alone by the time they arrived. I was alone. Because I don't even know what I was going to say. That asking me, who are these people, what do they want? So yeah, those people, the whole family, really helped me fuck up my past because everyone was invested. You have a fight and the mother would call, the sister would call, the brother would call. And the next thing, my cousin will start asking me questions. Hey, I'm receiving calls from your boyfriend. He's saying this and that. Like, guys, come on. I used to work in a supermarket as a till operator. And by that time, he was unemployed. And, well, if you are unemployed, you are not busy, you are doing nothing with your life, he will send messages on WhatsApp and, "I'm busy, I'm at work. So I don't have my phone with me." The next thing, he's calling my cousin. "Where is she? She's not responding to my messages." "I'm at work. What do you want me to do? Chium sevens and start attending to your text messages, and you're just sending me lyrics from some love songs from the 80s. Dude, come on."
No, this man really just sounded like a disaster. And I also really don't understand how it is that the family was so invested to the point that his mom would buy you groceries. It almost feels like they were looking for an exit. Do you know what I mean? Like, they wanted you to be so in love with him to the point where you'd say, "I want to be with him." And then they'll ship you and him out of their house and he becomes your problem. It feels like they were looking for someone else to take care of their problem. And, like, they were tired.
I don't think so. Like, the way I know them, they were actually looking for a messiah or, you know, someone to go and take care of all of them.
Oh, boy.
From the way I see it myself, they were looking for... Yeah, because did I tell you? I think I told you. Did I tell you that the mother would be like, "Can you cook for us? Can you do the laundry? Yada, yada." It got to the point that I started avoiding going to their place. I was like, "Nah, I'm no longer visiting those people. They want to use me."
Yeah, no, that's daylight slavery.
Yeah, so at some point the relationship existed on WhatsApp for months. I was glad it. I was happy it was happening.
Yeah. Okay. So when you finally decided to have a conversation with him to say, "I can't do this anymore," was he accepting of that decision?
Well, actually, I think he thought I was acting out on something.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I had that conversation with him, that's when I went and enrolled in varsity. I enrolled myself. Well, due to some life situations, I had to take care of my education on my own. So, yeah. So I enrolled myself, and I thought maybe if he saw me going to school, he might be like, "Okay, she's doing it, let me do it also." But well, we.
Oh boy.
And then at some point, I lost my job. And then that's when I started doing some freelance work, and that's when I started being serious about the creative content creation. And then he wanted to tell me what to write about on my blog. And that's when I said, "No, dude, this is where we draw the line.
Right.
I can't let you keep me in this relationship that I don't want to be in the first place." So, yeah, the conversation was more like me acting out. Because I was like, "You can't tell me what to blog about. First of all, you went to Facebook, you friended all of my Facebook friends, everyone. I don't even know for what reason. Now you want to tell me what to blog about? I mean, no, dude, we don't do that here. We don't do that here." And, well, things were really looking out for me Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Because my screen just changed and I'm no longer sure what's happening. Okay. So, well, things were really looking out for me, and I'd like to say I was doing quite well. And I had a trip. A small trip. I had a gig somewhere out of town. So that's when I decided, no, this is the end. My fees was due, and well, I asked him to
help me. He was like, okay, I'll make a plan. You know, he was like, I'll see what I can do. He was one of those people. I'll see what I can do. I was like, you know what? Help me. And I know I'm going to get money after 3 months. I knew I was going to get the money after 3 months. But, you know, school deadlines and all wouldn't allow. He went quiet for like 2 weeks. I didn't remind him on purpose. And then when he called the other day and was like, yeah, you haven't been looking out for me. I'm the only person who's been making an effort, yada, yada. That's when I said, you know, I asked you a favor and you never got back to me. What happened? I was like, ah, no, I couldn't find the money. What? You know, like the whole thing, the whole time, it was his. He could see, he knew that if she goes through with college, if she really makes it, I'm losing her. He knew that.
Right.
He really knew that because he even had those kind of conversations with his siblings and his cousins. And they were like, if she does this, you will lose her. She is clever. They actually told her, Tumskana uyaka ngwara. So.
So he was one of those guys who just didn't want to see you flourish because he wasn't.
If I flourish and he doesn't flourish, I'm gone.
And he wasn't ambitious either. So he needed someone who just stayed below
and be comfortable. Average. Him being comfortable. And
oh, God. Oh,
yeah.
If there is anything right now, I'm glad you got out. I mean, it took you a whole 5 years, and I don't know why, but
I don't know why either.
I guess the one thing we're going to celebrate is that you got out. You got out, you know? And I think this is a very common thing that happens with a lot of young people, especially young women. Well, okay, actually, just young people. Where we find ourselves in relationships that don't serve us at all. They don't serve us wholly, but like there's just one little part that they actually serve and we stay for that because we've never had it before. And it's a big thing. It's a big thing that we kind of need to undo. So I guess this is the point where I ask, if you were to have conversations with people who are like in their teens, so basically 13 to 19, because that's where we wild out the most, right? And we think we found love. I don't know how many times I thought I'd found love and there was no love at all. Understand? And, but that's when we think we know what we're doing. We know what love is. We are adults and we are dating all these kind of people who take or damage us, long earlier than we should be experiencing all of this. What top three things would you tell these kids? Top three.
Number one, if a boy comes to you and says I love you, run. If your legs can't carry you, use even your hands, run. it's just lies. And if possible, just avoid dating until you're really sure of yourself because, Because the others, they won't get the chance to get out. They'll be stuck in a marriage that serves nothing in their lives. I wouldn't want that for anyone. Number two. Actually, this one goes to parents. Try as much as possible to express your love to your children because this whole lack of expressions in the homes, you know, the child will just go out there, find someone who's going to use the love card to them and they'll be like, oh, he loves me. So that's it. And they'll get lost. And last but not least, I don't think people should take dating seriously, especially when they are fresh out of their teens and starting to explore adulthood. We get lost there. Like, a lot is lost. And someone mustn't stay in a relationship they don't want to be in. Like, if you feel like, if you know you're having second thoughts, move. If you feel like you have to choose between someone and something, move. You know, just let it go. Because not everyone is going to be as careful as I was. And also, this kind of relationship took a lot out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I know I lost a part of myself in that relationship. So I lost a phase of my life I will never get back.
Mm-hmm.
I lost so much time that I will never get back. And yeah.
I think I would have to say, don't get into a relationship with someone you're not feeling, period. Let's just not do it. Yeah. If you're not feeling them, just leave it alone. Because the other thing that tends to happen when you get into a relationship with someone that you actually really don't want or like is you end up becoming the toxic one in that situation. Because you're going to do everything that you can to try and get this person off of you, and yet you willingly walked in, which is a weird dynamic to have to begin with, but like, just don't do it. And I think I like the fact that you mentioned that when you're younger, take your time to figure out who you are. And I think it's something that we also don't understand. And I don't even know who to place this blame on, because even when we're in primary school, the boys are trying to get the girls, you know, there's all this, I like it's you, just, I want you, you know, so from primary school, and we have no business doing it.
Yeah, it goes to the extreme of us stalking their social media, trying to find kind of things they like, and then we start being, you know, what someone else likes just to get their attention or affection or whatever. It's a mess.
It's a very big miss. And so I guess the bigger message here to the younger people is, take your time to figure out who you are and just wait it out. We have no business dating so early. There is nothing for you there apart from more scars and missing out on bigger chunks of your life. This is the time when you should be out there exploring, having a good time, party. Don't overdo it. But, you know, just figure out what you like. Figure out what kind of clothes, what's your style when it comes to fashion? What music gets you going? This is the time. Just leave all this other stuff alone. Just leave it alone.
Yeah. You know, just be you. Do what you want. The rest will just fall in line. I found that out when I was 25. It was almost, time's up for me, but well.
Well, I don't think there's time's up for anything. I think you've got time to gather yourself and figure out who you are and still pursue the things that you want to pursue. Write that blog the way you want to write it. Get into whatever it is that you want to get into and just be. Because life is too short. So whatever time you've got to do what you want to do or what you love, do it. So because our time is almost out, I'm going to ask if you have anything that you would like to promote, your blog, your podcast, anything. Just go ahead and put it out there for people and tell people where to find you and where to find all of the stuff.
Well, my brand new baby, my podcast, please, the Hear Me Beautiful podcast. It's still new and we are talking about, you know, the whole concept of self, you know, being yourself, finding yourself, being self-aware, accepting yourself, all those kinds of things. And yes, it's called the Hear Me Beautiful podcast. It's available on Anchor FM, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you know, just most podcast platforms. And my social media accounts is
at MissK_ZW. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok is the same. Well, there's nothing much to see on TikTok anyway, but yeah.
You're like me. I have TikTok just for going to watch other people do the things. I don't post anything on TikTok. I don't think I've got the range for it. But
sometimes I do post, but not all the time. And sometimes I post stuff and they are taken down due to some community regulations. What?
Ah, I see.
Apparently, I'm a violent person.
Well, hush down on the violence, ma'am. Hush down.
I have no idea. I don't even know what they mean. Like, I'm just doing what's on the sound. I'm just acting out on the sound. What do you mean?
Well, we'll blame it on being Zimbabwean and that government over there. But thank you so much for coming through. And I will be sure to check out the Hear Me Beautiful podcast, and I hope everybody else tunes in as well. But thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest on the Fuck Up podcast and sharing your fuck up.
thank you so much for having me. I have never really shared the story with anyone, so thank you so much.
Oh yeah, that makes me feel special. I was trusted. Do you hear that, people? I was trusted with the story. Alrighty,
don't
ma'am.
Worry. You know what? People can comment whatever they want. I know he will never know about this podcast. He will never know about this interview. I know for a fact.
Well, we're grateful for that. And yeah, so once again, thank you very much. And I truly, truly appreciate it. I will catch you on the other side.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
First things first, can we agree together as one family, as the Fuck Up family, that we will not be found lying? We will not be found lying. There's no need. There's no need, especially if it's for a relationship. There's absolutely no need. Nothing can justify you lying about any information, especially about your name being Sandra when it's not. No need. So that's me. That's my lesson from today, from today's podcast, from this episode. Stop lying. It doesn't help. And to the young people listening, I don't know why you're listening, but to the young people listening, take your time. You know, listen, jolo the pandemic. Within, inside, pagat. It's painful. It's not fun. There's no need to rush. Take your time. Eat as much ice cream as you want. Figure out the music you like. Go out, dance. Do that. Do all of that. Read your books. Do all of that. Figure out who you are. Leave the mjolo alone. There's nothing for you in the mjolo. Okay. Anyway, I am taking more stories now. I'm done editing the ones that I had, and so I'm doing the interviews all over again. So if you're interested in giving us your story here on the Fuck Up podcast, please reach out to me. I am Becoming Ubu on Twitter, on Instagram, and you can catch me on hello@becomingubu if you want to email and do this the formal way. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and get in touch and let's get this done. But that's it for me from this week. Remember, you can support the podcast if you just visit buymeacoffee.com/thefuckup. You know, drop me a couple of coins. Let's get this thing growing and, you know, chichi what. But thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys next time. Ciao.
Thank you for tuning into the Fuck Up podcast. You can follow the host Ubu at Becoming Ubu on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and on LinkedIn. If you would like to support this podcast, feel free to buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/thefuckuppodcast.